Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited. I have a serial entrepreneur, and I have an author, and I have a CEO, and I have a founder of a company. Basically, I've got it all. I got Mark LaChance with me, or LaChance, or how else can I pronounce this last name, Mark?
You could say lucky, because La Chance or La Chance means lucky in French. So there you go.
I pronounced it globally, however it would go across. So we have La Chance and La Chance, something of that nature. I think I got it close. Mark, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Great to be here, Sean. Great to be here.
All right. I just ordered your book in hardcover and it comes out. I think I receive it December 6th. So that shows you that I really did order it.
Well, you know, what's funny is you're going to get a hardcover before I do. I only have the I have the soft cover. Right here,
Yeah. They start that off. Yes, it's called The Lucky Formula, how to stack the odds in your favor and cash in on your success. So let's first go back to, you know, you're a serial entrepreneur. When did you know you were an entrepreneur? When did it kind of hit you that, hey, I'm not going to be an employee, I'm going to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I knew I was an entrepreneur when my father had me up on the roof. So when you read the book, you're going to see that, I was in construction from all through high school and all through college, and actually 2 years after I graduated college. But I knew that I didn't want to do that for the rest of my career. I knew that I definitely didn't want to be in construction, to be on that roof, that scorching hot roof. And I knew I wanted to work for myself and do something for myself and call the shots, basically.
Yeah, well, that'll do it. So take me through your entrepreneurial journey. So boom, you get out of high school, you know, now obviously you're an author, you're a founder, you founded multiple companies, very successful, but take me through the early journey of being an entrepreneur.
Actually, it's kind of almost a Gary Vaynerchuk-esque move, because way back, my brother was a highly touted prospect in the National Hockey League, and he was drafted fourth overall by the Islanders. He played in the 1992 Olympics. So I saw an opportunity to do a card show in our hometown and have him autograph, pictures, eight by 11 pictures. So that was kind of my first entrepreneurial endeavor. It was profitable, just squeaked out a profit. But, you know, and then from there, I went on to being a sports agent, and then got into the payments business and now digital marketing. So it's been pretty, pretty diverse. We'll put it that way.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, let's talk about Maxi Media for a minute, because it just establishes the credibility for the book.
Sure. So the company started 4.5 years ago, and we're heavily focused on driving traffic on all social platforms, but TikTok is about 70% of our traffic. So we're crushing the platform. We're the highest spender actually in Canada by far, and that's according to them. I'm not making those numbers up. We have our quarterly call with them. We're still number one spender on the platform. That includes all the banks and all the big software platforms. So that's a pretty cool distinction to have.
Yeah. So now we get into the book. What made you write the book?
Well, I think that everybody has a story to tell, number one, and always has, things to share and people can learn from. So I've had my share of wins and my share of big time losses. So I know that, you know, I've had 4 successful exits, companies that went public after my exit, and I've had a colossal failure. So I think a lot of people can learn from my success and my failures. And I think, you know, the stories that I have, I've been told repeatedly that you have to write a book. You have to write a book. People can take a lot from your wins and losses. So I think I have a lot to share and and people can take a lot from it.
What is the lucky formula? I always say they're still going to buy the book. Even if you give the absolute blueprint, they're still going to buy the book. That's just the way it works. Like John Maxwell could read off his 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, and I still bought the book.
So basically, look, luck is not a fluke. It's a formula. And the formula is as follows. It's internal mastery. So mastering your internal conditions. So that's the I, plus the E, which is mastering your external conditions, plus A, which is action equals luck. So I plus E plus A equals luck. And the book goes through how to master yourself internally, and then how to master yourself externally, and then how to take action, the right actions to take which can result in luck, which can result in building a massive organization, can result in, you know, being successful in a relationship, being successful in life, in sports, whatever you want. It can apply to anything.
All right, let's go through these three a little bit. Let's jump into them. The I, mastery. Give me a few
I'll give you a couple of examples about internal. So, Sean, I guarantee you, you've got a massive why. Like, that's one of your internal conditions. So that's one. There's 10, but one is, so for example, Sean, you probably, I listened to a few of your podcasts. I know you're a guy that's aggressive and hungry and you've got a why. So I have two whys myself. I have one that drives me positively and one that drives me negatively. So the positive one is my family. So I work hard and I put, you know, I want to do well financially and in business because of my family. I want to support my family. And the negative one is because I never, ever want to pick up a hammer and get on that roof again. So I've got that big.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I have a college student who's working for me and he wants to get a doctorate and he's working his way through. And he goes, I hate what I do for you. And that's what drives me. And, you know, he gets paid really well. He goes, but it's because I hate it so much. That I, you know, like I see the end of it. I see the exit. And he's like, Sean, you don't do anything laboring. I mean, you don't pick up a leaf. You know, you don't clean your house. You don't mow the grass. You don't shovel snow. You don't wash your car. You know, because I want that. And I said, I was where you were at. When I realized all the things I never wanted to do. And that was as much a why as all the things I wanted material wise and things of that nature, providing for my family. But no, I did not want to physically labor.
Absolutely. So look, the book covers that exact point. So Sean, I'm glad you brought that up. And it also other things like, for example, the narrative. What's the story you tell yourself? Do you wake up in the, I'll give you a great example. So this morning I was at physiotherapy. So I have my shoulders are from Muay Thai and ice hockey. I sort of threw both of them out. And I was on the bench, you know, the guy was working on me and this woman comes in. And so he asks her, hey, how you doing? I think her name was Pamela. And she's like, terrible. My morning's terrible. My back hurts. My legs hurt. So think of the narrative she's telling herself. But on the other side, yeah, my two shoulders are banged up. My two hips are banged up. But guess the story I'm telling myself. I'm here. I'm working hard. I'm getting better every single day. You know, I'm doing my affirmations. I'm telling myself how great I am and telling myself how great life is. There's gratitude. So it's the narrative is a key point. I mean, Sean, I'm sure when you wake up, you tell yourself how great you are. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm a big fan of me. I'm a big fan of, I always tell people, man, if you don't love yourself, nobody else is going to. So yeah, no, I love that. So then give me this, the exit, the E.
So that's external conditions. So for example, I say my biggest win or my biggest external condition, the thing has moved the needle for me has been meditation. To be honest with you, 6 years ago, I started doing a meditation technique called inner engineering, and it's helped me get rid of those crazy voices in my head. So, you know, Sean, I'm sure you're an entrepreneur. I'm sure you've woken up at 3 a.m. and felt, oh my God, am I going to get fired? Am I going to lose this client? Am I going to lose that client? Well, that used to be me until this meditation technique helped kill those negative voices or those just crazy voices that don't make any sense. So that's moved the needle for me. It helps me focus. Helps me, you know, stay on point with what I'm doing within the lucky formula.
So. Okay. Now we move on to the action.
Okay. A couple of actions that are a must in my view, and especially if you want to build an organization, a large organization or a business, you need to learn about leadership. So what I point out is Jocko Willink's book, Extreme Ownership, which is one of my staples. I've learned so much from that book. It's incredible. And, you know, other things like, for example, I call it the entrepreneur's dilemma, and you just said it, Sean, but you didn't know you were saying it, but I don't know if I coined this phrase or not, but the entrepreneur's dilemma is typically a small business. The owner believes they're the smartest person in the room. They believe they have to do everything. They believe they have to have their fingerprints on everything. I was like that. And I'm sure you were like that as well. But when you learn that, you know, do what you're best at and hire other people that are better than you in certain situations. Like, for example, I'll give you, so we're the leading TikTok platform or creative company in the world, I'll say. I don't do the creatives. I don't do the media buying. I have people way better than me doing that. So, you know, that's kind of an example of what actions to take.
No, I agree with all that. I've coined the phrase. I'd delegate a bowel movement if I thought somebody would clean up after me. Okay, so I have a very finite skill set that only I do. I have Mark LaChance with me, or LaChance, however we'd like to pronounce it. Wherever you're at in the world, you pronounce it any way you want to, because the book is the most important thing. It's called The Lucky Formula: How to Stack the Odds in Your Favor and Cash in on Your Success. Mark, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. Where can people, obviously this is coming out here in the next 4 weeks, and how can people connect with you?
Well, I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to give your listeners kind of a gift. It's the Lucky Quiz. If that's interesting to you, Sean, I'll go ahead and give that.
Yeah.
You can find the quiz at theluckyformula.com/quiz. Again, it's theluckyformula.com/quiz. And it's a quiz that's going to calculate your lucky score on a scale of 1 to 100. And it's going to teach you tips and tricks on how to get luckier in life. So that's a free gift for your staff, or for your listeners. Yeah.
My staff.
there you go.
Yeah, and my staff. I know they listen to the podcast, so that's good. Now, Mark, man, writing a book is so cool. So you got to be excited about this. I tell me the feeling, because I know how I felt when the book comes to you the first, that little box, and it's, one or maybe three books, and you open that thing up and you see it sitting there.
Well, the first time I saw it was 3 weeks ago. I was speaking at an event, my publisher's event, and I saw it on the table. I was like, it was sort of this butterflies in your stomach feeling. It was pretty cool. It's sort of a culmination of almost 2 years of hard work and everything coming together. So it's a pretty cool feeling.
Well, congratulations. Again, I have Mark LaChance with me here today. He's the author of The Lucky Formula. I encourage you to pre-order that. I did. I ordered the hardback this morning. It'll be ready December 5th or 6th, I think it said. Again, Mark, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Sean.
All right, listeners, this podcast is real simple, 10 minutes. We want to equip you, encourage you, and educate you in the least amount of time possible. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. If you don't understand how to market, please reach out. They'll give you a free analysis. If you need more sales, you need more traffic, GetStartedMarketing.com.